love musicals. Classic musicals.
Is this the 2012 Les Miserables?
Weird musicals.
We're talking about Little Shop of Horrors. Musicals that make us laugh.
2005 film, The Producers. Musicals that make us cringe.
This isn't like, oh, fun trippy visuals, this is scary trippy visuals.
But if we've learned anything from talking about musicals, it's that at the end of the day, there is always a rant to be had.
It's like she's in a dead-end marriage.
These aren't hockey pads.
Fever dream of a reality.
She murdered Jennifer Hudson.
She's like Cat Pope.
Adolf Elizabeth Hitler.
Square share, you die.
I mean, what's a more romantic setting than a bunch of laundry?
So on our podcast, we do our best to discuss the most famous and infamous movie musicals you all love.
So let's pull back the curtain and begin our
Stage Rant.
Hello, welcome to Stage Rant, your favorite musical where two dudes, both equally secure in their masculinity and sexuality, break down the biggest movie musicals. This week,
we're doing a mini rant.
We're doing a mini rant.
It's a mini rant.
And this is,
I haven't had one yet.
This is going to be a mini. Well, we had a few at the start. We had our Dear Evan Hansen rant. And,
oh yeah.
The review rant. We took a big hiatus when you and I both moved and got jobs.
Shit, that's right. We do a podcast.
That was back in like February.
Oh my god, what year is it? It's almost August. That's crazy.
We're over halfway through 21.
Strange the passage of time.
Truly. In that time, we both got fully vaccinated. You caught COVID.
Yeah, I got COVID. Yeah. And then I didn't have COVID. And then I got vaccinated for COVID. What a roller coaster. Yeah.
Also, if you're listening to this and you are not vaccinated yet, what are you doing?
Listen, all I'm going to say is that 99.7% of new cases in the United States
are unvaccinated
individuals.
Yeah.
So, I don't, that's pretty close to 100.
Yeah.
That's within the margin of error.
And 100% of the deaths from COVID
are
from unvaccinated people. Come on.
Oh, no.
Listen.
1 + 1 = 2.
I went in, I'm scared of needles, frankly, to be honest. I'm scared of needles. I went in, it was like 2 seconds.
It feels like they're just pinching your skin.
Literally feels like a pinch, and it's done.
Yeah.
Your arm's sore for a day.
You're going to be fine.
You'll be fine. Go get it. Anyway.
Mini rant!
This is a mini rant.
Small rant. Tiny rant. Let's do a rant.
This will be a rant in series.
Yes.
I think this is the first...
A two-part series.
A three-part series.
Two-part series.
Three-part?
There are 6 episodes. We've seen 3 episodes.
Oh, I thought we were just talking about the first 2 episodes.
Oh, no.
Oh, this makes sense.
Yeah, let's just do that.
Yeah.
Let's do
that.
Yeah.
This is a two-part.
Yeah, the mid-series finale.
Yes.
Review.
Of Schmigadoon.
Schmigadoon.
I think you could say that episode 3 was the end of act 1, for sure.
Yeah, probably. It's got a good natural ending place.
It's definitely being paced as a real, like a full musical. We're covering Schmigadoon, which is a new musical comedy. Produced by Lorne Michaels of SNL fame.
Yeah, on everybody's favorite streaming service.
Apple TV Plus.
Apple TV Plus. Adam, we've talked about this before. Tell me a little bit about Apple TV Plus.
Apple TV
Plus. What is your issue with Apple TV Plus?
This is my issue. I think it's also your issue with Apple TV Plus, is that Apple as a company has all the money in the world, and they can throw it to whoever they want. They've had Steven Spielberg make stuff. Lorne Michaels has made stuff. Like co-productions with Fox and with Warner. I guess now 20th Century Studios, thanks to the Disney acquisition. But, like, they have some of the most high-quality content.
It's so good.
The Morning Show. Ted Lasso.
For All Mankind.
For All Mankind.
Yeah, Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso's so good.
God damn, I wish it was a musical so we could talk about it.
And Schmigadoon.
And Schmigadoon, which actually is a musical, so we can talk about it.
But the thing is, no one is subscribing to it because... Unless you have an Apple product, you're not really hearing about it that much.
Right.
People have heard of Ted Lasso, but they probably don't know where Ted Lasso is.
Like, where is Ted Lasso? Where can I find Ted Lasso?
I have told people about Ted Lasso, and they have asked me, is it on Netflix? No. Is it on HBO Max?
No.
Is it on Hulu? No.
Not there.
It's like, nope, you gotta pay $4.99 a month, which isn't bad.
Considering the quality of programming, it's probably, like, $5 more. What? Like, that's... Still cheaper than cable.
Yeah, and also, if you bought an Apple product in the last year... And
You've probably gotten, like, a year of this service
you have
for free.
It.
Go into your settings. There's that little red bubble that's in your settings that's like, hey, You have this free trial of Apple TV Plus.
Click it.
Just click it. Just do it.
And then watch Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
Watch For All Mankind, watch The Morning Show, and then watch Megadoon.
Right. And then, bada bing, bada boom, you'll be fine. Set a this is important. Set a calendar appointment for when you need to cancel your subscription by so right. you don't pay for a month. If you're really crazy about that kind of stuff, it's fine. Right. Just set a calendar invite. You'll be okay.
Exactly.
But Schmigadoon...
Schmigadoon's great.
Is fascinating to me.
It really is.
So, it stars two... An interesting pairing.
Yes.
I didn't know how I would like these two together, but so far, so good. So, we have my boy, Keegan-Michael Key, mm-hmm. from Netflix... the Netflix original drama, The Prom.
The Prom.
And then SNL Saturday Night Live's Cecily Strong.
Yes.
Which easily is one of my favorite... cast members.
She's amazing. And she's shown her vocal talents on SNL before.
Yes.
We also have Fred Armisen as the Reverend Layton. We have Dove Cameron as Betsy. Jamie Camille as Doc Lopez. We met him briefly. At the end of episode 3.
We got my gal Kristen Chenoweth.
Yes.
Which, by the way, have you ever heard the song Taylor the Latte Boy?
Oh, yes.
Oh, hell yeah, Taylor the Latte Boy. This yeah. popped up in my randoms because my Apple Music. Yes, I have Apple Music. Fight me!
We both do.
Yes, okay. I know, but I don't have Spotify. I don't want Spotify.
It's higher quality.
It's not, though, and I also now have completely lost this audio on Apple. It's whatever. I'm an audiophile.
I'm saying Apple TV or Apple Music is higher quality.
Yeah, yes.
Not
yes,
Spotify.
Yes. Yeah. Anywho, but because it has every song that I've added since the third grade.
that's fair.
It's real fun hitting shuffle on that thing just to see what comes up, and yesterday it popped up while I was lifting weights.
Nice!
There's a boy who works at Starbucks. He's very inspirational. I'm like, yes, Kristen, sing to me about Taylor the Latte Boy.
Love it.
Alan Cumming from the Supreme version of Annie.
Yes. He's got a huge broad... Like, this guy's Mr. Theater.
He really is. Like, I'm convinced he was born on stage.
Yeah, he's... I think he's Scottish. But he made his big hits on the West End and on Broadway... Him and Kristen Chenoweth are, like, the two biggest Broadway stars, I would say, in this. Next to maybe Aaron Tveit and maybe Jane Krakowski, who we have not met yet.
Yes.
But we have Alan Cumming as Mayor Menlove, Ariana DeBose as Emma Tate, the school marm, Anne Harada as Florence Menlove, Jane Krakowski as a character named the Countess. We've not met her again.
What is your favorite Jane, product? I feel like there's a correct answer.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Really?
Is my favorite.
I really would have got... What, you're not gonna say... Okay.
I've not seen 30 Rock.
It's 30 Rock. 30 Rock is the correct answer.
It will probably change my mind if I see 30 Rock. Is it on Hulu?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, is it on Apple TV Plus?
Yes. No, but you can access your Hulu account through Apple TV Plus.
Yes.
Yeah, 30 Rock, she is... She's phenomenal. Martin Short.
As the leprechaun.
God, do you like Martin Short?
Some of his comedy I like. Some of it I don't. I liked Martin Short. He has a bit where he interviews celebrities called Jiminy Glick. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up. It's very funny. Borderline offensive, but very funny.
Yeah.
But he's... Canada's favorite comedian.
Yeah, he's not my favorite comedian.
I didn't say he was ours.
Yeah, he's just kind of there.
He's there.
You know, like, and we talked about this. He's in a lot of random Apple TV Plus products.
He has to have a deal.
Right.
Because he has a cameo in The Morning Show. He's mentioned, he's name dropped in Ted Lasso.
Right.
We see him here.
A little bit of everywhere.
He was actually the 8th astronaut in For All Mankind. You just didn't hear him. but he was there.
He's so goddamn small. He fit in the capsule, and you just don't see him.
Yeah. We have Aaron Tveit as...
kind of like rounding out, finishing out our cast list.
We have Danny Bailey.
Yeah, is my... Aaron Tveit, my least favorite person to play Enjolras in Les Mis.
What else has this guy done?
He's
done Les Mis.
Yeah.
He did a movie called Premium Rush, a movie called Girl Walks Into a Bar, and in 2016 he was in Grease Live as Danny Zuko.
Yeah, I'm not... He was in Law and Order in two episodes.
He's in the latest season of American Horror Story. Man.
God damn it.
Ryan Murphy really can pull anyone from theater and make them do horror.
He's just like, get over here and put on, like, this latex cat suit and, like...
We're gonna play weird synthesized music.
Yeah, we're gonna get really weird with this one. Witches?
What are your thoughts on American Horror Story?
This is not... We're not talking about American Horror Story.
Okay, do you like it, yes or no?
It's okay! Like, it really does depend on the season, and it's wild, with American Horror Story, there is no middle ground. We'll be very brief on this.
Yes.
It is either great or an absolute dumpster fire. There is no middle ground in any way, shape, or form.
Seasons 1, 2, and 3, gold.
Season 1 is pretty good.
Season 2 is great.
Season 2 is okay. Season 3 is better than Season 2. And then it's like garbage for 3 straight seasons.
Season 4 was bad.
I don't get why people like Coven.
Girl power.
Yeah, but like...
Girl power.
Yeah, but that's fine.
Also, Jessica Lange.
Whatever.
She can...
Like, what was the weird obsession with Stevie Nicks? Like...
She's witchy.
Why? Why is Stevie Nicks witchy?
She was in Fleetwood Mac.
What the fuck does that mean?
She's witchy. What can I say? Anyway, Shrinkadoon.
Cher is Cher. That doesn't make her witch. Like, what?
If anyone's a real life witch, it's Cher.
It probably is. She's used some weird witch ass magic to keep her face in the same form it's been. Anywho,
it's called Botox.
Speaking of witches, is Jennifer Aniston a witch?
The whole cast of Friends, save for Matthew Perry and, guy who played Joey. I'm blanking on his
name. I've never seen Friends.
Oh! Well.
And I don't know, like, we'll talk about this after we stop recording, but I've never seen Friends and I have made no concrete
plans to, we're going to lose some people here. I honestly don't think Friends is... as amazing as everyone says.
I've seen one scene from Friends, and it's when they're trying to get the couch up the flight of stairs.
Oh, and Pivot?
And Pivot. And that's the only thing. And I use Pivot a lot, so people think that I've seen Friends. But I've never seen Friends.
I've seen all the Thanksgiving episodes, and that's it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Shrinkadoon! We're like, this is gonna be like a 15-minute episode.
No.
And here we
It'll
are.
It'll be 80% tangents.
Yeah. Shrinkadoon.
Yes. So Shrinkadoon follows Cecily Strong and Keegan-Michael Key's character of Josh and Melissa.
Mm-hmm. And they're a couple who met together. In a hospital.
Yep.
They've been together for 3 years and 4 months?
4 years and 3 months.
I think it's 3 years and 4 months, maybe. They've been together for a period of time exceeding 3 years, but not to exceed 4 years and 3 months. So,
yes, my lord.
So they met in the hospital.
They're both doctors.
Mm-hmm. But like many couples, they've hit kind of a speed bump.
Yeah.
They're not married, but they've been together for a period of exceeding 3 months.
And
or
we
3 years,
see
but, yeah.
through a series of flashbacks that start off every episode.
Yes,
that they are living together.
Yes.
So it's very clear, like, and it's referenced in episode 3 that she's trying to look at rings with him before.
Yes.
So, like...
She's pushed it.
I think he's content with where he is and does not want to go any further.
Michael Key is very much not, like, the classically romantic type. He's, like, throughout the show many times, he's like, isn't what we have, like, enough? Like, why do we need to, like, force ourselves to do these really cliche, lovey-dovey things? Which, like, I can identify with sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, why is this, like, this is fine. Like, we don't need to push things.
Right.
But anywho, so their relationship is on the rocks.
Yes.
And so what do you do when your relationship is on the rocks?
You go to a couple's retreat hiking, and I'm assuming the Adirondacks, maybe?
Maybe.
They mentioned they lived in New York City.
Yeah.
Once or twice.
I doubt they would go that far for this.
Maybe the Rockies? What mountain range is near New York City?
Appalachia. Is.
Yeah. Well, they're in a wooded area
with
mountains, and it's rainy, and they're going on this hike.
Yes.
And on this hike, they get into a bit of a fight, and then they see, or she hears church bells.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also hears church bells, and they find this bridge, cross this bridge.
Through a veil of mist.
And they enter the magical, picturesque town of Shmigadoon.
It's pretty much just the Wizard of Oz. Like, it looks like, it looks like the Wizard of Oz.
It does. They even reference the plants are fake.
Like, why are there so many fake plants?
Right. Like, this is a Broadway this is a movie musical set from, like, the 50s and 60s that is real life.
Which is really interesting because this was shot during COVID.
Yeah.
So, like, it was very much shot, like, on a theater set. And as you, and we were talking about earlier, and you can chime in on this, is, like, everything is pretty much real. Like, it's, they're real sets, which helps, I think, with the...
The show looks great.
It's also very bright.
It's very bright.
Like, they just turned up the exposure, like, three notches.
The exposure and the saturation is on overdrive.
Mm-hmm. It's almost hard to look at certain points.
I think intentionally so.
Yes.
Like, this is the most, like, saccharine, sickly sweet 50s musical, like, Music Man... This makes Music Man look like Sweeney Todd.
Yeah. And it's like, I think the saturation and the color balance and everything is intentional that way to, like, make this place overbearing and awful to be in.
It's hyper-realistic.
Yes, you're not... I don't think you're actually supposed to like Schmigadoon.
No.
You don't want to be in Schmigadoon.
There are likable characters there, but they all have glaring character flaws.
Yes.
Like, no one so far is, like, the mayor is...
There's no good person yet, really.
No. Like, the mayor's a closeted homosexual.
Yeah.
His wife is oblivious to that.
Yes.
The reverend is in an upset, like, a sad marriage with his...
Oh, my God.
...overly conservative wife, who's part of the Mothers Against the Future.
God, I love that name.
Which I want a t-shirt that says that with Mothers Against
the Future.
No context. I just want to wear it out in public with no context and not explain it.
Right, and it's like, even their explanation of it is relatively lacking. It's just like, are they against the passage of time? And I'm like, I feel you, Michael. Yeah. Like, that's good. That's a good observation.
Yeah.
And they're like, no. We're against the roustabouts coming into town.
Not that if I did wear it out in public, people would recognize it, because no one has Apple TV Plus.
Right, no one has... Right. You can become a brand ambassador for Apple TV Plus. But, like, so everyone has these glaring, glaring character flaws.
Yeah.
But they all play into these really fun, classic Broadway tropes.
Right. Like, you have, like, Kristen Chenoweth, there's always that, you know, overly
zealous, religious, like, old-timey. Like,
Footloose.
All shook up.
Music Man.
Don't come into my town. You're not gonna make the women's hips gyrate. Like, get out of here.
You have the over the top, over friendly mayor, which this one took us a bit to figure out this trope. But like, there's not necessarily a mayor in every musical, but there's always that, like, one town patriarch. Who is
the leader of the town. It doesn't need to be the mayor, but it's oftentimes the mayor.
Right. You got your Music Man, Fiddler on the Roof. The Wizard of Oz, if you want to count that one. Like, it's all there. All the tropes are there.
And so, like, all of our friends are here to play. So, like, we're following our friends through this ride. So, like, let's talk about the musical numbers here. What's your favorite?
You're gonna hate me?
If it's Corn Puddin'.
No.
Okay, I was going to say, you can get the hell out of my house right this minute if it's Corn Puddin'.
I like the one from this latest episode, Cross That Bridge.
Cross That Bridge is good.
Cross That Bridge has kind of gospel vibe to it.
Right, which in of itself is kind of a Broadway trope, too.
There's so many musicals that have gospel numbers that have no right to have gospel numbers in them.
Yeah, so, like, if you sat down and you were to write a musical based only off of tropes... This is it.
You got it.
And, like, this is very, very intentionally that. Like,
I mean, even the name is an homage to the real musical.
And the plot.
Of Brigadoon.
I will say this is 100% less Scottish, and I'm okay with that.
Well, Alan Cumming is Scottish. So this is basically Brigadoon. Oh, well.
So you're a big Cross That Bridge person.
Yeah.
I'm probably gonna go with, like, Lover Spat is a lot of fun.
Lover Spat is good. Enjoy the Ride.
Yes.
I mean, there's no musical number in here, including Corn Puddin', that I don't like.
I would agree.
Like, don't not like.
And, like, all of them are just so damn, like, ham-fisted. Like,
and they're catchy.
Like, right.
Aggressively so.
And every single one of them is just, like, Schmigadoon, for example, like, introduces the town. and apparently the man who has relations with pigs.
Buford Riggs. He doesn't speak about things to pigs.
Right. And then we, like, it introduces all of our fun characters, and the man who will be dead by the end of this.
Poor Pete the Milkman.
Pete the Milkman has been maimed terribly multiple times per episode.
In episode 2, he has a black eye and a bloody face.
I genuinely think by the end of it, he will be dead.
If the finale does not end with a funeral in the background for Pete, I will be upset.
So, speaking of the end, right? So, if we're telegraphing! If we're telegraphing out... Yes. Thank you. It's been a long Sunday. I spent so much time in church today. Where do we see the show going? What comes next? What theories do you have about this?
It's like a Marvel show now.
Yeah, this is turning into like...
This Schmigadoon's our new Loki. Right. Also, if you have Disney Plus, go watch Loki. It's so good. Anyway.
It really is. Where do we see this going? What is happening? Do we start with what's happening here?
I think we'll start with what's happening.
I see what's happening here. Yeah. Okay, so...
Thank you, The Rock.
I think there are one of two paths that this is going to go down.
Okay.
I think it's entirely possible that Josh and Melissa were struck by lightning and are currently on the edge of death in the forest. And that this is all some sort of, like, shared consciousness, in which, like, they are playing out different parts of their life, potentially through the characters, etc.
Right.
And by the end, they're, like, going to find love again in each other, of course, but they're also gonna, like, awaken in a hot... Or once they kiss, the lights are going to get really bright, and then they're gonna wake up in hospital beds.
I don't like that.
Everyone's a fucking critic. Okay, Jesus.
Sorry.
That's bad and I hate that. I'm like, no. Oh shit, okay. No. Tell me I'm wrong, Adam.
I don't like that because... But then again, it's so tropey.
Uh-huh.
It just might work.
Right, so tell me how that's not at home.
Yeah,
The musical.
The Wizard of Oz was the first one to do it, and it's been done so many times. Hell, there was a whole season of the show Dallas, which apparently was a big thing, where the whole season was a dream.
God, that's so disappointing.
Like, so it has been done, and it would make sense for it to have been done.
Especially because they're doctors.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, maybe, I don't know. Oh, what we do then is it ends with the other doctors... played by Idina Menzel and Joel Grey.
Idina Menzel.
As they're both in beds next to each other, and then they start to wake up, they reach over and we see their hands hold each other, and they wake up, and then it's over. Now, I do think there's going to be a season two.
You think there's going to be a season two?
I don't think
two.
This is a one season thing.
I think it has to be. How do you stretch this out? Well, so...
There was a musical show that lasted 5 seasons.
Yeah, everyone's favorite. So, like... I think it could extend into 2 seasons if it goes into theory number 2, which is almost like...
I like this one more.
I think it's almost like The Good Place, kind of.
Yeah.
Whereas they've actually stumbled into a magical land.
100%.
And that they are, you know, they're very much real. They're alive.
Yeah.
However, everyone in the town is under the spell of some sort of witch.
Kristen Chenoweth
is the witch.
I think she is against the future.
Yeah, she's against the future, and that is why she's trying to trap these people in this town.
Yeah.
And so I think it's kind of like, also, it's a small world, where, like, if you get stuck in the ride, you become the ride.
Oh, it's a little Davy Jones part of the ship, part of the crew situation.
Part of the ship, part of the crew. So, like, I think perhaps the show ends with them, Melissa and Josh, becoming a part of Schmigadoon.
And then in season 2, 2 new characters? And then
yes.
Season 2 ends with everyone getting free?
I'm wondering if if Jane Krakowski's character,
yes,
the Countess,
she
might be someone who has previously
100%
come into Schmigadoon.
I only say that because in the previews that they played before the first episode, if you watch it on Apple TV Plus,
mm-hmm,
the most popular and well-known of the streaming services.
And most awarded.
And most
Ted Lasso helped with that, for sure.
Ted Lasso, God, so good. We see Jane Krakowski and Cecily Strong in a car together. There's clearly no cars,
mm-hmm,
in Schmigadoon. But it looked like they were in, like, the Schmigadoon world, but they, mm-hmm, were in a car. So I think that we're going to meet in, presumably what we're going to think of as Act 2. Like, in Act 2, we're going to see, you know, other people who have been stuck there. And maybe, as you said, it's a big curse. Maybe it's for people who never found love.
Oh.
It literally
and
is.
And she's the Countess. And maybe.
And how does that relate to
I
that?
Don't know.
You said that with such conviction. I was like, where's he going?
I was hoping you'd be like, oh, yes! Actually, we're going to just rewind that real quick. And then she's the Countess.
Yes!
Yes. Oh, my God. It all comes together. God damn it.
Well, maybe she she fled, like, maybe a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Because the character, like...
If or maybe she fled murder. Maybe she's a Countess with a dark secret.
I don't think so.
Shut up, Adam! Let me extrapolate!
But the, but yeah, I think that maybe we're going to find out that other people have been trapped there. I think that's what it is. It has to be some kind of curse, or maybe the leprechaun.
I swear to God, if Martin Short is the bad guy in this...
It's King the Conqueror. He's the bad guy in Schmigadoon.
If my least favorite person in the show turns out the leprechaun... I also hate leprechaons.
What are you?
I'm kind of scared of them.
You not like Irish people?
No, I'm fine with Irish people, but there's something really off-putting.
You're fine with them?
They're fine. I think there's something really off-putting about seeing, like, grown men walk around, like, Celtic and, like, you know, cultural festivals dressed up as leprechauns.
That's fair.
Because they get, like, really uncomfortably into character, and they come up to you, and they're like, "Aye, top of the morning to ya! Like, you want some gold, don't ya?"
And it's, like, an offensive accent.
I'm like, yeah, I'm like
what
dude,
you just did?
Yeah, I'm like, dude, stop, like... God damn, I just want a beer. Like, do you have Guinness here?
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh, Guinness, I'll have to be seeing your driver's license. And I'm just like, go away. Anywho, so I think both of those are possible, plausible explanations for this.
Or the people who thought I had watching the second episode the first time through is that the people who were running the hike,
yes,
are in on it.
I could see that. I think they know about it.
Like, maybe...
Because they seemed awfully coy when talking about it. They're just like,
don't stray from the trail.
Well, they did say people died.
Maybe they
disappeared.
Maybe at the end of Schmigadoon, they're going to come back. Uh-huh. And then the people are going to be like, we thought you died last year.
Or it's going to be like, yeah, it's going to be like...
I've been in Schmigadoon.
Or it's going to be like Manifest, the TV show on Netflix, where it's just like, guys, you went missing 10 years ago.
Right.
And it's just like, but we were only there for 6 episodes.
Right. Like, 6 episodes of what?
And
you're like,
As much as you hate it, I genuinely think it will probably end not unlike Scrubs, My Musical, where it was, like, head trauma that caused this.
Yeah, that's fair. Or they're just in the woods.
They're just...
This is actually them dying. This is their dying thoughts.
Yes, this is, they're not well.
It's going to end real
there's
sad.
There's no happy ending in this, actually. No. It's everyone dies.
Yeah.
Schmigadoon
2 CSI.
What's your favorite call? This last thing we'll do. What's your favorite reference to a Broadway show that's Schmigadoon?
That Schmigadooned?
That Schmigadoon has Schmigadoon. Has Schmigadone.
It's Schmigadone, yeah. I think... It's stupid, but it shows up way more often than it has any right to. But Carson, the town...
Oh, my God.
The little brother of the school teacher...
Yeah.
Who's just, like, announcing everything.
He just pops up very much in, filling the frame.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like...
it's like, it's time for the basket auction!
And you're like, dude, you are gonna spit all over that lens.
Right. And then at one point he bursts into the mayor's house, just unannounced.
Unannounced.
And he's like, he broke it off!
He broke it off! And Cecily Strong, very, woke to the situation, is just like, can he just go anywhere?
Right,
I would be, how annoyed would you be if the CVS brand Winthrop broke into your home all the time to announce shit?
Yeah.
Just like, you're just, but like, you're sitting here making dinner, or like, you've got your arm around your special someone, and Winthrop shows up and he's just like, the mail wagon's here!
But it's mundane stuff. It's like, there'll be a slight tax increase in the next fiscal year! He's like, oh, thanks!
The Republicans refuse to cross the aisle on legislation!
Nancy Pelosi is forming her own committee on January 6th.
You're like, yes, Winthrop, what else is new? Get out of my home. If you lock the door, does he pop up in your window? Or does he just stand on the other side of the door? And you hear like a muffled...
he cups his hand to the door.
Tomorrow's supposed to be sunny with a high of 79! It's like, Winthrop, where are your parents?
Right. Well, no, the parents are dead. The older sister's raising him. He has no friends, though, on account of his tongue.
We have to cut off this episode here at some point, but we haven't even talked about, like...
We haven't met her yet.
How old is the girl?
Oh, Betsy?
Oh, God, how old is she?
I think she's 14.
They really need to cut off this joke here soon. I'm getting uncomfy.
I think she's 14.
She's 14.
That's my guess, is she's 14.
God, is she played by Taylor Swift?
No, she's played by Dove Cameron.
I know, but doesn't she look...
Not really.
Like, yes, she does.
She has a wider face than
Taylor Right, Swift. She looks like if you took Taylor Swift's head and just kind of she looks like old school chubby T-Swift.
No.
Yes, she does.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does. No, she doesn't. She looks like if you put a shit ton of pale-ass makeup on Taylor Swift.
The pale, I'll give you that. But no.
For the promo for this episode, we're gonna put together a Taylor Swift face... And the face of Dove Cameron in this, side by side.
She's done other stuff,
and you're going to know that I was right, and you were wrong, and this is discount Taylor Swift.
She's been in a lot. She was mostly in Disney Channel stuff.
Yeah, that tracks. And also, I misread that. You know how your brain sometimes fills in words? She was on a movie called Barely Lethal. But I read it as Barely Legal, and I was just like, huh, this is apparently a trend for her. So that's Schmigadoon. I'm excited for the other half of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting, and I'm glad. It is a great Lorne Michaels production.
It is.
He can't go wrong, can he?
Well,
I don't know. Last season of SNL, they did their best with what they had.
There were some good... sketches last season.
There really was. And even, like, I wanted the Dave Chappelle episode to be better.
Yeah.
I really did, but at the end of the day, that was the Saturday that Joe Biden got elected.
Yeah.
And so, like, all of them were just...
Literally that day.
All of them were just drunk, because they were all... I was drunk. I started drinking the second that shit was announced.
Same.
It
was, like, 12:05, I think.
Right, and I was just like, hey! It's like, America's healed!
Right.
And so, yeah. Like, I wanted that episode to be better. The Aunt Jemima skit was pretty good.
Yes.
It's like, you can't find... Like, that was quality.
Elon Musk was a questionable choice.
He did his best.
But Pete Davidson in Chad... on Mars, I thought was very
Chad
funny.
Is getting old for me.
That's fair.
Like, Chad, like, I get it. It's kind of funny, but, like...
Timothy Chalamet was also an odd...
I just don't think he's that interesting.
I don't think he's a good actor.
I, honest to God, and this is gonna lose most of our viewers, I think Timothy Chalamet is as close as you can get to a human being vanilla ice cream. You're not gonna turn it down. But, like, it's sure as hell not... Like, Adam, let's go get ice cream after this. But, like, we're gonna walk into Ben and Jerry's, and you're not gonna be like, I see a laundry list of fascinating options.
We got fish food. We got...
Whiskey Biz.
Whiskey Biz.
Whiskey Biz.
The best... Is it a new flavor? It's an old flavor.
I think it's kind of...
Is it a seasonal flavor?
I don't think it's a seasonal flavor. I think it's like a temporary one that's just sticking around
so
a little
good.
Bit. It really is. Damn right it is.
So good.
I'm honestly probably going to get that. And yeah. Probably the strawberry cheesecake. But my point is, you're not going to look...
Like, the vanilla, please.
I'll take vanilla bean. It's like... No. No. No one's going to do that. So
oh,
why
true
am I
minimalist, okay.
So why am I expected to believe that Timothy Chalamet has that much sex appeal to make me choose him over Whiskey Biz?
Have you seen his jawline, though?
He has a jaw! You have a jaw! I have a jaw!
But his is so defined.
No, it's really not! Like, everyone, like, he's a twink with a jaw! He has a jaw because he's malnourished! Eat some broccoli, Timothy Chalamet!
Eat some bread.
Eat some bread. Eat anything. Go get some ice cream. Like, develop body fat. I know BMI is not, a current and, realistic way to depict the health of someone.
Yes.
But what is his BMI?
Probably in, the malnourished zone.
Yeah, I would look at his BMI score and be like, you are not well, Timothy.
Yeah.
Be well, Timothy.
Yeah.
Anywho, so this has been a mini rant. This might actually be one of our most ranty stage rants.
Timothy Chalamet is like a young Jeff Goldblum if he had no talent.
Oh, God. What a... That stings.
I love Jeff Goldblum, too.
I really do.
He's an amazing actor. And by amazing, I mean eclectic and unique.
I typed Timothy into my search bar, and it brings me joy that, one of the first options... general searches, uh-huh. was Timothy Oliphant over Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, the guy from Deadwood and The Mandalorian season
Deadwood,
two?
The Mandalorian. He was also in...
He was also in The
he
Good
was the
Place?
Yes.
He as
was,
himself?
Yes. He was also... God damn it, I forgot about that. He was also the villain in Die Hard, one of the Die Hard movies.
Uh-huh.
He's
a good actor.
As something Jonas, maybe. I forget what his character name was. That was a great movie, though.
Jonas Salk?
No, what was his
The guy who invented the polio vaccine?
Hold on. Keep spitting random facts about Timothy Oliphant while I look up his Timothy...
I don't know anything about Timothy Oliphant.
He was also in Santa Clarita Diet. Did you see Santa Clarita Diet?
No.
You need to watch this show!
Is it on Apple TV Plus?
No, but
then I'm not going to watch it. I only have one streaming service, the best one.
It is on Netflix. That one's fun because I think it's Reese Witherspoon. Is it Reese Witherspoon?
No, that's
Drew Barrymore.
Yes. Drew Carrymore.
Drew Carrymore. Drew Barrymore.
Fuse them together.
She's just so fun and quirky. Yeah. I'm Drew Barrymore.
She has her own. No, Kelly Clarkson has her own talk show now.
That is true.
Yeah.
Timothy Oliphant's character name in this show. God damn it! What was his character name?
Well, anyway.
This means no one to anyone except
anyway,
me. Thomas Gabriel.
There we go.
Thomas Gabriel in Die Hard 4.
Before we close this out, do you have a favorite character in Schmigadoon who's not Josh and Melissa? Do you have a favorite Schmigadoonian?
That is...
Schmigadoonian?
Schmigadonian. Okay, fine. So I like the Roustabout.
Danny Bailey?
Yes. He really sold me in the most recent episode after him and Claire's one night. Claire? No. No. God, why did I think Claire?
No.
Once again, too much church today. Him and Cecily Strong after Melissa, after their one night stand. Because he starts singing, and this is why I kind of think they're real people, because, it's almost like the Matrix is broken. So, because he starts singing about, hey, I love you, blah, 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 and she's just like, this is one night stand, and he's just like, but what of the baby? And she's just like, I have an implant. I literally could not have a baby. And he's just like, oh, but what if it's it will be a boy, but what if it's a girl? That will destroy everything. And she's like, will it, though? And he just, starts going down this really dark road where he's just like, but I can't afford to raise a kid. I'm going to rob or steal or take wrongfully. And, he just keeps going down this road, and Claire... it's just because that's her name now. It's just I'm gonna head out, and he just keeps on singing.
So these are all the descriptions that he says. He goes, I gotta get some money, and there's no way to make it, so I'm gonna have to steal it or even take it. Melissa says those are the same thing. Mm-hmm. She walks out. He says, or filch it, or pilfer it, or rob it, or swipe it, or nick it, or thieve it, or finagle it, or abscond with it, or purloin it, or misappropriate with it.
And he just keeps singing this as, like, it cuts to outside and you can hear him in the background.
It's muffled.
Yes. I like him as a character. I think he's incredibly flawed.
Yes.
But honestly, Adam, aren't we all?
I thought he was fun. I think he's fun. I honestly, we haven't seen much of her, but I really like Kristen Chenoweth's Mrs. Layton. I'm always a stickler for someone's going to stick up their butt.
And hers is, woo, in the words of Rick Sanchez, way up in there. Way, way up in there.
It, yeah, she's just her character look. She looks scary. In a non-threatening way. But yeah, she's my favorite so far.
Well, she's also probably going to be a witch, so...
It was Agatha all along.
It was Agatha. She's going to show up, I swear.
I mean, Catherine Hahn is...
If Catherine Hahn shows up, really honestly at this point anywhere in my life...
I'm happy.
Like, I'm happy, but I really hope she shows up. She's like, ha, 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 ha! It was Agatha all along! It's like, who's been messing up Josh and Melissa's life? It was Agatha all along. This has been a mini rant. We will be covering the second half of this show.
Yes.
Go watch it. It's worth it. Like, any new musical content at this point in time is great content.
And this is clearly made with love and by people who know Broadway.
This is a labor of love, 110%. And what I like about it is that it gives you a taste of what you could have expected from 1940s musicals without having to actually watch 1940s musicals.
There's maybe three that are good.
Yeah, like, and honestly, it's kind
of... And half of them are Christmas themed.
And they're all prolific as hell, and I'm like, stop doing this.
White,
like,
Christmas is 2.5 hours long.
Right, like,
it has no reason to be 2.5 hours long.
Not unlike a Lost or like a Cat. If you just ignore that musical, maybe it will just go away.
White Christmas is fine.
Okay, this has been...
It's got the best Christmas song written by a Jewish guy.
What other shows are we going to do coming up? What can our listeners look forward to?
Pitch Perfect.
Yeah.
Pitch Perfect.
Yeah, I've never seen Pitch Perfect, so this will be a first.
Yeah. I feel like, I mean, we've discussed it briefly, but I think we should probably at some point cover Hamilton.
That might be the season finale.
Because it's up for some Emmys.
Yeah. How about this? If it wins more than 3 Emmys...
We'll cover it?
We'll cover it this season. If not, it will be season 3's opener.
Okay.
That works. Does that work for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I have been listening to Hamilton... I mean, in 2015 when it came out, I was listening to nothing but Hamilton.
Of course.
This was way before you and I knew each other. But, yeah, I mean, honestly, I understand the allure of Hamilton. But
I get it. I think, to me, it's lost some of its interest at this point.
Yes.
Because it was so big for so long.
It was, when people said Broadway, people thought Hamilton.
Right.
I think we can get some classic.
And, like, how long am I supposed to be in a maze? Like, an amazement of it.
Right. Like, there's already discourse now of, like, how problematic it is now.
Right. Which is honestly par for the course for anything in this day and age. Like, you know.
And anything Lin-Manuel Miranda seems to do.
What's that? Lin-Manuel Miranda, are you here?
Hey!
Get the fuck out of my home.
Okay!
Okay!
That was like if Lil Jon and
Little John and Little John and
Lin-Manuel John Randa.
Okay.
Okay.
Puerto Rico. Okay. This has been a mini rant. Enjoy the rest of your lives. Week. Have a good week. Let's start there.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Toodaloo.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Schmigadoon. Schmigadoon. Cross that bridge.